This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Isaiah M. Lane, Defendant Appellant, decided November 19, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, number 81-266, Plaintiff Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County versus number 22 CG CR0114601, Isaiah M. Lane, Honorable Scott A. Lipke, Defendant, Appellant. Filed November 19, 2024. Defendant Isaiah M. Lane appeals the judgment and sentence entered by the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County following his conviction by a jury of one count of delivery of a controlled substance in violation of Section 579.020 RSMO. 2016. The trial court sentenced defendant to a term of 15 years of imprisonment. Defendant challenges the police officer's stop and search of his vehicle that led to the charge of delivery of a controlled substance. We find the officer had reasonable suspicion to stop defendant and investigate his involvement in a reported shooting. Further, the officer's discovery of methamphetamine and scales resulted from a proper search of defendant's vehicle. Factual and procedural background: defendant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support his conviction. Three witnesses testified at trial: the responding police officer who conducted the vehicle stop and search, the police officer who arrested and interviewed defendant, and a technician from the 2 Missouri State Highway Patrol C-Rime Lab. Viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict, the following evidence was adduced at trial. State versus Garner, 670, SW3D 262, 264, Mo App ED 2023. On July 26, 2022, a Cape Girardeau officer heard a dispatch reporting shots fired at Hanover and William Streets and identifying the suspect vehicle as a black Tahoe. The officer responded immediately, and on his way to the scene, he observed a black Tahoe near the area where the shots were reported. The officer stopped the vehicle, which was driven by defendant. In the interim, the officer received information from other officers at the scene confirming shots were fired into occupied houses. Given the nature of the dispatch, the officer drew his weapon and directed defendant to remain in the vehicle. The officer requested assistance. Once backup arrived, the officer directed defendant to exit the vehicle and handcuffed him. Defendant stated, "It wasn't him," although he saw who committed the shooting and he would try to help police. The officer informed defendant he would search the vehicle because of the circumstances, those circumstances being that someone fired shots into occupied houses. The officer asked defendant whether there were guns or anything in the vehicle, and defendant replied he had drugs. The officer found scales in the driver's side door and located directly behind the driver's seat and within defendant's reach a plastic bag containing large rocks of a crystal substance. Field testing indicated the crystal substance contained methamphetamine, and the quantity suggested to the officer that the drugs were intended for distribution. Testing at the Missouri State Highway Patrol Crime Lab confirmed the crystal substance was methamphetamine and weighed a total of 28.04 grams. Defendant told the officer he wanted to cooperate, and the officer instructed defendant to speak with a detective at the police station. The officer released defendant because defendant 3 had no weapons in his possession, and the officer was needed with the ongoing emergency involving the shots fired. The defendant, however, did not contact a detective, so the officer obtained a warrant for defendant's arrest some 2 weeks later. A second officer arrested defendant and interviewed him after defendant waived his Miranda rights. First, defendant told the second officer that he had just obtained the methamphetamine and had been trying all night to sell it. The state charged defendant with one count of delivery of a controlled substance. The parties stipulated that defendant was a prior and persistent felony offender. A jury found defendant guilty, and the trial court sentenced him to 15 years of imprisonment. Defendant appeals. Discussion on appeal. Defendant claims the trial court erred for failing to exclude, sua sponte, evidence seized from the vehicle. Defendant was driving because the evidence was obtained in violation of his right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure as guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. Defendant contends there was no showing the police dispatch of shots fired, and the general description of a black Tahoe were issued on the basis of reasonable suspicion, or that the detaining officer independently observed any behavior of defendant sufficient to justify a stop. Standard of review. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution preserves the right of